This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So you guys in the chat room are so smart. You know, Newsom, they're talking about how Newsom is blaming, you know, white folks, Trump supporters, that kind of thing, for his recall. When in reality, it's not true at all. And we know the Dems can't, you know, these Dems can't find the truth. If you put it in a bag, you mark the bag truth, and you put it in their hands, and you point it to it and say the truth is in that bag, they wouldn't be able to find it. And that's exactly what's going on right now. He is trying to say it's right-wing extremists that are mad at him for the mask mandate. Well, that's not even close to the truth. Right? He's got the school closures. The fact that he's a hypocrite. You can't sit there almost in tears, telling people that this thing is so dangerous that you have to follow his instructions or you will die and probably take five families with you. By the way, I'm late for my dinner at the most expensive restaurant on the planet. Catch you later. Then he goes in a room with 15 people that he doesn't live with no masks on, sitting right next to each other. That's called hypocrisy. He is a hypocrite, as are most of those Democrat legislators. They are hypocrites. And it proves to you that they are truly the elitists. They are, you look at, what's her name, Sarah Silverman. I have no respect for her whatsoever. I've seen her and stuff. I don't really care for her. All right, but she came out yesterday, and she has had it with the elitists in her party. She is also taken back by the double and the triple standards. Now, that means she's going to switch parties. It doesn't mean all of a sudden I think she's a great and wonderful, sane person. But the fact that everybody else was holding her up in such high esteem, and now she's coming out saying, I can't stand all the elitism in my party. So then change it. Stop being gooey-gooey with these people and change it. Hold their feet to the fire. And it's getting worse on a daily basis because they're getting away with so much more. Right? I love the COVID $1.7 trillion rescue plan. Well, who's it a rescue for? I went through what was in it the other night. If it's a rescue plan, it sure as heck ain't for us. Because most of the money goes somewhere else. You guys knew that, right? Most of my listeners do. They're smart people. All right, so look at a couple of crazy stories. Let's just have fun with these. Natalie Portman, she's rewritten skewed gender fairy tales. Who knew? She felt that a lot of these fairy tales were too male, and they reflected skewed gender assignments. So Portman, she won Best Actress in the Academy Award for her portrayal of a mentally troubled ballerina in 2010's film Black Swan. Yeah, I think maybe she is mentally troubled, and she didn't have to act. I don't know. I'm just saying. But she's also known for her roles in Star Wars series films. She says she published a book of gender-neutral stories because she didn't want to read the male-dominated stories to her children. I found myself changing pronouns in many of their books because so many of them had overwhelmingly male characters. Disproportionate to reality. Really? Boys need to see that women have a multitude of opportunities open to them as well. Well, okay. And? Who's stopping anybody from writing a book that's more female-dominant? Nobody. All books and movies should be reflective of the world rather than have this kind of skewed gender assignment. What does that mean? See, nobody ever stops and asks these people. I would stop and go, whoa. What do you mean by that? What's the percentages of male to female in the different countries that some of these stories are written about? When it comes to FBI, CIA, Secret Service, the military, what are the percentage roles? If you honestly want to reflect society, if you honestly want to reflect reality, then go look at the real numbers and look it up and see what the differences are. Right? I mean, that's simple. Not that hard. Portman rewrote timeless tales like The Three Little Pigs, The Tortoise and the Hare, and The City Mouse and The Country Mouse. She now has a series called Natalie Portman's Fables. Well, isn't that appropriate? I wrote it for my children, she said. She wrote to her 9-year-old son and her 4-year-old daughter. They were the first readers of my work. So I tested it out on real people. Well, real people that are influenced by you. I don't know. 39-year-old Jerusalem-born Portman has been living in Australia. Portman has been a staunch supporter of Democrat candidates such as John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. Right. All the left loons that would have you 100% in socialism. Wow. How did we get here? No, I mean, I don't expect... See, unlike the left, I don't want everybody to be like me. I don't want everybody to be a hardcore conservative. You need a little variety. You need some different thoughts, some ideas. Right? You usually come up with a solid answer, a solid solution to something. I don't have a problem sitting in a room with people who are coming at things from a different viewpoint than I do. As long as it's real, it makes sense, it's not just ideological. But many of them aren't. They're so... only Democrat idea. You know, the one thing that Sarah Silverman did in her little video, which I thought was really kind of cool, is she came out and said, let's just be honest about it. Right? When there's a Dem idea, the Republicans are skeptical. She said, frankly, when there's a Republican idea, I'm skeptical. It's the way we've become. And she's right. If you haven't seen your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 4-8542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
The fella once said, ain't that a kick?
Always a pleasure to have you with you guys. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. And I do appreciate your time up there as well. And I know you got, you know, again, a million stations and shows you could listen to, and you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate that time that you're spending with me. So, the, but I want you to get involved. And you see more and more, as Rand Paul said, and I'm so much in agreement with him, you have to take back your cities, your counties, your states, but start small, really. You cannot just go after the federal government. You can't just go after Congress. You can't just go after Senate. It's a lot of money. And the way we work up to it is you start working at it at the local level. You know, I want to tell you, this Representative Taylor Greene, she is a little spitfire. I know some people think she's a little off, a little crazy. I don't really care. Maybe that's what we need more of in Congress, some crazy Republicans. We've always had, you know, the reserved ones that want to play by the rules. They want to play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and I always say stop. Just stop. Right? And she's using procedure against them. She's using parliamentary procedure against them to get them to shut them down, to slow them down. And I think it, you know what? It's good. She needs to keep doing it. And people need to jump on with her. But we're finding out some of the old guard don't want any part of her. Right? They don't want any part of helping her out at all. Anyway, I want you to see how fast. I want you to think about all the stuff coming at us at one time. Let me read you some headlines. The leading Senate Democrat says that the outlook is bleak on immigration bills. It doesn't look like Joe's going to get exactly what he wants, but I'm not so sure about that. Because somebody is strong-arming these people into changing their minds halfway through a debate. Right? And you know, you're seeing even Democrats quietly saying that Biden's tax hike plan is all about taking care of the Dems and the Dem donors. They need a real plan. North Korea, think about this. North Korea now has stepped up. And they told the U.S. to stop causing a stink to get peace. So they're threatening. Do you think they would have done that to Donald Trump? For real? And now North Korea is also threatening the sister. She's threatening to cancel the peace agreement that they have with South Korea. Right? Would they do that under Trump, do you think? I mean, seriously. I just loved it. This is hilarious. Who was it? Fauci came out today? And he hit Trump for not telling his supporters, you know, there's a group of people out there that refuse to get the vaccine. Trump needs to step up. Like, shut up. Just stop. You haven't had the same thought on two different interviews yet. We went from not needing any masks to now needing two and or three, getting three shots, the guy is a lunatic. He's not playing with a full deck. First of all, if you'd listen to Trump's speech, he did tell people, get the vaccine. If you need it, get it. If you get it. All right? I mean, seriously. I don't know what Fauci wants. Does he want it in writing? Does he want to do skywriting over every major city in the country? This is what they do. He out and out lied. He knew he was lying when he said that. And the rest of us that aren't getting it, that are quote-unquote, you know, falling into Trump's trap? No, no, no. This has nothing to do with Trump. I didn't go by it. Look, he said get it. I'm not getting it. I don't trust it. I don't trust any of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, you're not hearing, we aren't, I shouldn't say you, but we aren't hearing about the negatives from this. It's trickling out. We're hearing it in bits and pieces. The doctors that are coming forth to speak against it are getting in trouble. Yeah, so we're not doing it. And the White House, after being threatened by North Korea, they've reached out. You know, let's discuss. Korea's not calling them back. Not interested. And, you know, again, I'm going to go back to it. They wouldn't do this to Trump. He wouldn't let them do it. It's the same thing with this influx of people coming from the South. Coming over our borders illegally. Trump made a deal with these people. We already know this. Right? We'll give you money for A, B, and C, but you don't let those people across your border. You enforce your own laws. He did the same thing with Mexico. Enforce your own laws. We'll pay you to enforce your own laws. And it kept drugs down. It kept trafficking down. Human trafficking. But the Dems will have none of that. They're not interested in that. We're going to open it up. Everything to everybody, whether it's pedophiles, human and sex trafficking. Bring that COVID on in. We want more of it. Right? Come on, think it through. And now, how are we going to pay for all this? It's simple. Biden's just going to put in place the highest federal tax hike since 1993. Some of you listening to the show weren't even born then. Really, think about it. And yes, I do have people that young listening to the show. I'm surprised, and I'm appreciative. But to what end? And what for? To pay for abortions across the country, across the globe? Is that really our job? Right? They'll probably take money away from defense to pay for some of these programs. That's one of the biggest things in the first year that a Democrat president does. He cuts defense spending. Now, I love when I get in a room with a lunatic from the left, and they start screaming about how much money we spend on military, to protect ourselves, and yes, other countries at times. And they want to cut, that's the first thing they want to cut back on. I said, yeah, you want to pay for abortions across the planet. Right? You want to pay for gender studies for countries across the planet. But not to protect ourselves. Not to protect the quote-unquote homeland, right? Tom Homan says that the Biden campaign planned the border crisis. Now, I don't know if they sat down and said, this is how we create a crisis at the border. I think they sat down and decided what they want them to do. And said they didn't give a crap. If it starts something or it doesn't start something, if it's a problem, major problem or not, we don't care. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Homeland Security has dispatched FEMA to the southern border to assist in processing an influx of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the move over the weekend, saying the agency will be focusing on the influx of unaccompanied minors in Border Patrol facilities. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration for their immigration policies and their refusal to call the situation on the border a crisis. Congressman Troy Nell says the president's stance on immigration is being seen as an invitation to come to the United States. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the situation on the southern border has become inhumane.
People coming to our southern border, being invited, totally invited by this president. So, of course, we're going to have a problem. You're going to see all these migrant children being warehoused in these camps that are full to the gills right now. And the problem's going to continue to get worse as the days and the weeks and the months progress.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right, back to some of the crazy stories. And I do mean some of the crazy stories. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. I mean that sincerely. So, we were, I got so many, as you hear me tripping over myself, I got so many stories I want to talk about. So many things that that I want to get to today. I want to get back to the Grammys for me, because I really didn't touch on that with Bridget. Apparently the 2021 viewership plummeted. It didn't take a drop. It plummeted down to 50% below what it was at last year. And, you know, really, seriously, if you want to go watch porn, there are places you can watch it online and nobody has to watch you watching it. But on this, it was all over. This thing was about two things. Sexualizing our young kids, which is all we've been trying to do, while telling us we shouldn't be sexualizing our young girls. But that's exactly what they're doing. Look at these people, like, you know, the Beyoncés and Lady Gagas of the world. All of them. All the ones that they look up to are all pretty bad when it comes to how they dress and how they present themselves. Nielsen figures for the Los Angeles Times stated that the broadcast, which largely took place in person rather than remotely, was viewed by a little over 8 million people. Wow. That's a 1.9 rating from 18 to 49ers, which should have been, they should have been among the highest there. In 2020, they had just under 19 million watching, with a 5.4 rating in the same demographic. And the biggest reason behind that is we're tired of smut. We're tired of garbage. We're tired of hearing about how bad the cops are, because it's not true. Seriously, there's a small percentage of cops that are bad, but they're painting everyone. Should we do the same thing with the black community? Right? Maybe the percentage is larger than the same or whatever. Should we taint them all that way? They didn't allow us to do it with the Muslim and or the radical Islamists. Could do that. You can do it with Christians, though. You can do it with all white people. They're hypocrites. I keep telling you that. They're hypocrites, and they hate this country. And that group that you watched last night, a bunch of godless, soulless people who could care less about morality, as you saw with the dances and what was going on. And how they applaud things that are on, like, Netflix with those girls that were doing, I mean, 8-year-old, 9, 10-year-old girls doing pelvic thrusts. Are we for real? Seriously. And then, at least the Markle interview, I'm not going to call it Prince Harry, but the Markle interview, that brought in 17 million people. Still a small number. Based on what they thought was going to watch. The Golden Globes saw a massive drop, too, a few weeks ago. You know why? We're tired of it. We're done with your garbage. We're done with your craziness that all of society, all the normal stuff, all the family-oriented stuff is bad. Yet, you know, dressing like you're naked, wanting everybody to see every crack and crevice of your body as a female. No, that's so funny. They don't want us to objectify female singers and entertainers. Yet they're about naked. That's okay, though. They're supposed to be able to do whatever they want, put out whatever they want, and we're supposed to think of them in a different light. Just amazing, right? Grammys were historic for several reasons, most notably Beyoncé's win for Best R&B Performance for the song Black Parade, which officially cemented her status as the most decorated female artist in Grammy history. She won awards too listen to these things. Brown Skin Girl. I mean, think about this. Blacks and Hispanics and others along those lines, living in multi-million dollar homes, you know, winning all kinds of awards for their songs, their plays, their musicals, their videos, and still telling me they're depressed. Still telling us they're depressed. The entertainment industry is full of black and Hispanic and minority entertainers, and we're still supposed to believe they're depressed. Right? It never ceases to amaze me. Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah, the white woman in the group. She became the first woman to earn an album of the year 3 times, winning this year for Folklore. I don't even know. She joins male artists like Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon. Because Stevie Wonder's a black guy. Last I checked, he's black. I don't know. And it was a woman's night. They took home most of the honors. So let me see if I got this right. See, that's the other thing, too, that bothers me about the... If you're an artist of any kind, whether you're an actor, actress, musician, shouldn't you win based on the merits of your work? Why would you want to win? Why would you think about winning or even suggest that you want to win based on whether you're male or female? And that I'm even lost with because my understanding is you don't want male or female anymore. I mean, you really have to make up your mind. Although you don't really because you don't really care, so it doesn't make much of a difference. That's how confused they are. They don't even know what they want. Right? No, come on, think about it. They really don't know what they want. And it doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't matter. They're just going with the flow to sound good. They don't want to sound like they're putting anybody down or any group down or any particular anything down. It actually makes no sense to me. But look, again, I'm not the most educated guy in the room. Maybe there's something here I'm missing. And it just gets better. Consistently, you've got prison guards that are refusing. What are you going to do? You're going to fire these guys? They're refusing to take the shot? The virus vaccine. And even with outbreaks going on in their prisons, in some of these prisons, they're still refusing to take it. because they don't trust it. They know. Florida correctional officer polled his colleagues earlier this year. He asked them if they'd take the COVID-19 vaccine if offered. The answer from over half was hell no. Only 40 of the 435 respondents said yes. Massachusetts, more than half of the people employed by the Department of Correction declined. They won't take the shot either. Statewide survey in California showed that half of the correction employees will wait to be vaccinated. In Iowa, early polling among employees showed less than half said they would get vaccinated. And they're not winning this fight, are they? Seriously, I mean, think about it. Think about what's going on here. In December and January, at least 37 prison systems began to offer vaccines, particularly frontline correction officers and those who work in the healthcare. More than 106,000 prison employees in 29 systems included federal people as well. And after asking all those people, they still couldn't come up with a majority of people that would get the shot. And if you think all those people, I don't know, listening to Newsmax or Fox or right-wing waxoids like myself, and that's how they're coming up with this, you would be wrong, very wrong. These guys are, they're good people. They're smart people. They're well-educated. They're doing their own homework. They're not just tuning in on what the government's saying, going, oh, well, they said we need to get it. I mean, seriously. I keep going back to how the VA's running and thinking to myself, how do you guys trust the government to do something, a rollout like this? The same people that allowed our veterans to be killed, that allowed old folks to be killed in nursing homes, that are allowing our young kids to take their own lives because they're locked down at home. And you trust these people. They're on a spend, a money spend right now. Your great-grandchildren won't be able to pay off. Think about that. Funny, when they break these numbers down, they break them down to 350-plus million people. Some of those kids, they're not working. Still got a large portion of the population not working. How do you pay for this? Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Come on, be part of the solution. Not part of the problem. That's the biggest problem I have is everybody, you know, again, you got to step up. You got to get informed. You got to step up. It's really that simple. Talking about how some of the government employees, prison guards, will refuse to get the vaccination. They're going to wait, just like I am going to wait. There are some of the vaccinations that are causing some issues right now, some health issues that the government's dealing with, or the different governments across the globe are dealing with. There must be a reason for that. 25 employees signed up at the FCI Miami with only two major outbreaks. I'm reading from their story. Last July, when more than 400 prisoners out of 852 were suspected of having the disease. In December, when about 100 people were affected at the facility, they offered the vaccines again. Now, here in Los Angeles, in LA County, the prisoners were going out of their way to try to infect each other because they were told if you had the virus, you were out. They were going to let you out and give you an ankle bracelet. But the sheriff in L.A. County said, yeah, that's not going to work that way. Pandemic has strained prisoners already struggling with low staffing rates and subpar health care. Low vaccination rates among the officers could push prisons to their breaking point. That's about, you know, I mean, when you look at what's going on in several states, they've had to call the National Guard to run some of these facilities because so many staff members have called out sick or refused to come to work. Now, in Miami, the officers are continually shuttling sick and elderly prisoners to the hospital. There's a skeleton crew of staff. But again, they're backfilling, and you know what? It isn't the end of the world, and they still won't take the shot. I don't think, you know, whether it's education, whatever it is, you shouldn't be forced to take any of these. You shouldn't be forced. The government shouldn't be able to force you to do much of anything when it comes to health care with your body. It's just not right. All right, so let's get back to... No, let's not. Let's talk about the conversation I had with a longtime friend today. And he is under the impression that we're gone, we're lost. Not that the country's not worth fighting for, but the fact that they have control of the voting machines, they own the unions, they this, they that, and we don't stand a chance. Why even bother? Now, the guy's pretty well off. He doesn't, you know, if everything came to a halt tomorrow, he'd be okay. But it's an attitude I hear from more and more people out there. And I'm just going to go right back to what I've always said. Let's talk to the non-God-centered conservative, I won't even say Republicans, conservative Americans, who believe in what our founding fathers fought for, who believe in freedom and liberty. Reagan said it, Lincoln said it. I mean, you can go through a whole list of presidents that talked about how fragile this freedom and liberty were if we didn't fight for it. And we didn't. Come on, some of you out there need to be honest with yourself. Some of you conservative parents. How many of you were really paying attention to what your kids were learning? How many of you really flipped through their books from time to time to see what they had going on, what they were being taught, the notes that they were taking at school? How many? Or were you too busy working to keep up with the, not even to keep up with the Joneses, but surpass the Joneses? And again, this is not a browbeat session. I just want you to think things through. So you look at the kids that are out there on the streets. You look at the, and most of the kids are very well-to-do. But you look at the ones that are out there on the streets. Look at the ones that are causing the trouble. Listen to what they say about socialism and communism. We used to laugh them off. You'd see one of those nut jobs, or two or three of them, rallying in front of a congressman's house with, you know, communist uniforms on, talking about, you know, how great communism would be or socialism, not even having a clue. I still think instead of giving them scholarships, instead of sending these kids to college, you should send them to that communist country, that socialist country they want to live in. All those socialist kids who really love socialism, get them on a plane, get them to Venezuela. Let's see how that works out for them. Really. What would be wrong with that? No, in all sincerity, what would be wrong with it? They want to learn. Best place to learn is live in it and live where they're doing it. And then tell us where they did everything wrong. Because that's what some of these professors say. The reason socialism doesn't work has never really been rolled out properly. But we didn't become the wealthiest, the strongest, the destination spot for people who wanted a better life. They didn't come here because we had socialism and communism like so many other countries did. No, they came here because we had liberty and freedom. We were the only country that did. Freedom of speech, freedom to own a gun. It's funny, I've had some conversations with some minorities. Some people came here as, maybe they came here as illegals, but the ones I spoke with are now legal citizens. And they, some of them didn't like, I thought was an interesting thread that was going on. Some of them, though, not interested in owning a gun themselves were not afraid of the fact that there were some loons that owned guns, because they felt there were far more U.S.-loving, American-loving patriots that had guns and would protect them as well. And I agree. I agree with that. I would protect any... I would protect any American on my street to the best of my ability to live out their freedom. I'll put it that way. All right? Because I'm not in it just for me. This liberty and freedom is for everybody. This liberty and freedom is what has allowed this country to get where it's got to. It has allowed us to grow and become strong, and for other countries to look towards us for help and support, for other countries that want to be like us. We have the longest standing constitution of any country on the planet. And it works. If you work it, it works. That's why some of these kids, when they say they want certain things, or, you know, they're boycotting the president, or they're protesting the president, well, that's not how it works. The protest comes in the voting booth. That's where the protest happens. When it comes to stuff like that. Now, you want to protest the policy? Good, do it. You want to protest the bombing of Syria? Then that's what you do. You get the signs out and you protest. But you don't protest a duly elected official. You vote him out. You recall him. And we should be fighting for every one of our... Yeah, you know, I said fighting about 23 times so far. Have I once talked about you guys grabbing your guns or your baseball bats or whatever and go taking lives? No. You know what I mean. It's really that simple. A few 18 million Americans, Christian Americans, that aren't registered to vote, good luck. God has given you the right to govern yourself and you're throwing it away. God has given you the ability to choose your own rulers. You weren't born under a king. You get to choose your rulers. And so when you're sitting there reading your morning paper or iPad or whatever, and you can't believe that we're now paying for abortions in Mexico, it's your fault. It's really that simple. It's your fault. If you can't believe the amount of people coming across the border, pulling from the resources, and we have American-born, American tax-paying families that fell in hard times and now sleeping in a car, sleeping under a bridge, and the money can go to them first. And you can't understand that? It's your fault. If your church isn't open, they've backed themselves into a corner and they're hiding, why aren't you speaking up to your church pastor? There are things you can do to make a difference, but you got to do them. And don't worry about what people are going to think about you. Because you're always going to tee off somebody. And in today's world, a couple of groups of somebody's. But you need to fight back. You need to push back. And again, I'm going to have a moment with you. Now, many of you fight alongside me. So if you're one of those, this isn't for you. But myself and many of us, like me, sometimes feel like we're fighting alone or with a very limited group. Which is not a big deal, because Jesus only had 12, and look what he did. Right? Our founding fathers, in relative to how many people they had fighting side by side with them, there weren't that many, and look what they were able to do. They took on the mightiest army on the planet. God's people took on some of the mightiest armies on the planet. We can make a difference. We can make a change, but we got to work together. And you got to be resolved to make a difference. As our founding fathers did, you pledge your life, your property, your sacred honor, pledge it all, and then you move forward. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, God bless. Hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I've enjoyed having it. Have a great rest of the day. I want you back tomorrow. Don't make me miss you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.